Mr. Reed! Dad! Over here!
Axford, thank God you're all right.
For the most part. Doc said the smoke aggravated my asthma, but a breathing treatment seems to help clear it up for the most part.
I'm sorry.
I could have been worse. How's Williams doing?
I'm not sure. I was on my way to check on him when I spotted you.
I can't believe the gall of him, hitting a public official in broad daylight during a press conference. Just about the time I think he can't get any worse, the Green Hornet proves me wrong by upping the ante again.
You think the Hornet's behind this?
Who else could it have been? Williams is the head of the new task force and was the only one shot. And using gas isn't just the Hornet's calling card, but the stuff was tinted green. The only thing missing was one of his calling cards. And 10 bucks say the cops will find one of those somewhere in the area before the case is done.
I don't know. The Hornet usually uses knockout gas, not smoke grenades.
Used to, but he also didn't use to execute people either. Sorry, Mr. Reed.
It's okay, Axford.
Well, the docs have cleared me to leave. I'm headed back to the Sentinel to file my story. I'm thinking, headline, Green Hornet strikes again.
Allegedly. Remember, all we have is circumstantial evidence at the moment. Let's let the cops convict him if he's guilty.
Just doesn't have the same ring to it. Green Hornet allegedly strikes again. Maybe the chief will come up with something better.
Probably.
Call me if Williams gives you any good quotes.
Count on it. Excuse me, nurse. Can you tell me where to find Detective Williams?
He's over there in room 109.
Thanks.
Bed rest for the next 3 days. Make sure you change the bandages every 6 hours.
Knock, knock.
I'm sorry, but you can't be... Oh, it's you.
We meet again, Doctor. Long time. No see.
Not nearly long enough. Are you related to Detective Williams as well?
I take it the two of you met.
Unfortunately. If you're not related, I'll have to ask you to leave.
No, that's okay, Doc. He can stay.
If you want. I think we're done here anyway. Any questions?
Rest, take my painkillers and antibiotics, keep the wound clean, got it.
Then I'll tell the nurses to get your discharge papers together. Have a better day.
No worries. They'll have you out of here in 6 to 8 hours. Tops.
Note to self. No laughing until the stitches are removed.
So, how bad was it?
His bedside manner was atrocious, but he seems competent for a practicing physician.
Yeah, not what I meant, but I'll agree. He took care of my cousin, Mishi, while she was here. I guess he's the surgeon on call for the ER.
Mishi Reed. My condolences on the loss of her husband. I got the chance to hear him play once when I was younger. A very talented concert pianist.
Yeah. What I meant to say was, how bad was the gunshot wound?
Not nearly as bad as it would have been without the timely warning. I was moving sideways when the bullet hit me, grazing my side instead of hitting me in the heart. What made you think we'd be under fire?
Gut instinct, mostly. There wasn't any reason for us to be getting smoked out unless someone was laying down cover for something else.
Good instincts. Where did you serve?
Oh, I didn't. Unless you count Macy's at the opening of Black Friday.
Jokes.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Well, it was a good call nonetheless. Probably saved my life. In my book, that means I owe you one.
Good to know. Though I hope you don't mind if I try not to cash it in.
Understood. Anything else you need for your story?
Oh, I didn't come in for that. Well, I'm sure Axford wouldn't mind including the information, if you have no objections.
No, that's fine. What angle are you taking with the attack?
She wants to blame the Green Hornet, though I told her not to get ahead of the police.
More good instincts. May I tell you something off the record?
Of course.
I don't think it was him.
What makes you say that?
First, it was smoke, not knockout gas. I don't care if it was tinted green. It breaks the motif. Also, up until the attack on your cousins, he never used deadly force.
I had made similar observations myself.
Now, I'm not silly enough to think that the Green Hornet that started working the city back in the late 30s is the same guy that we're dealing with now. He'd have to be 100 years old, and he's way too spry for that. My theory is that it's a persona that gets passed down either to a relative or a trusted lieutenant, but it ain't the same guy.
A good theory.
So my best guess is, if we are dealing with the Green Hornet, it's a new one. One that doesn't play by his predecessor's rules.
If?
I'm not willing to rule out the idea that we can have a copycat on our hands. Someone who's trying to take over and get the Hornet to take the blame.
That's an interesting theory. It's a bit different from the one presented during the press conference by the commissioner.
He wanted to say what the public wanted to hear. It's a lot easier to blame an old foe rather than face the possibility of a new one. That's why I didn't want to say very much.
Understandable. It also explains the different way you presented it, saying the people responsible rather than naming the Hornet. But you're going to be expected to toe the company line if you want to keep your new position.
I know, which is why I'm going to ask that you keep my theories between the two of us until it pans out one way or the other. Will you do that for me?
Your secret is safe with me.
Either way, I'm sure we'll eventually catch up to the Green Hornet. If it really is the current wearer of the mask, then we'll catch him and make sure he pays for his crimes. But if it's a copycat, I wouldn't be surprised if the real Green Hornet eventually surfaces to clear his reputation. Then we'll bring him to justice, too.
Dan, is that you?
Yeah, Kano. How's your mom doing?
Sleeping.
Good. She still needs as much rest as she can get.
We saw the press conference. Is everyone okay? The feed got cut, but it sounded like there was gunfire.
Detective Williams was shot, but it was only a flesh wound.
Oh.
What do you have against Williams already?
Only the fact that he's been hired to hunt us down.
I got the chance to talk with him. He's a good man. He wants to protect the city, so that puts us on the same side.
Too bad he doesn't know that.
Anyway, I'm headed out in the Black Beauty to investigate. The whole situation doesn't sit right with me.
Cool! I'll get the keys! And our new costumes came in this afternoon. I'll get them too!
Whoa. Slow down. I don't know that it's the best idea for you to come along.
How many times do we have this conversation? You need me, and I've more than proven myself by now.
You're right. You've proven to be a great help out there, but that was before your mom put her foot down. She was pretty adamant about you not being out in the field.
She's just being overprotective. She lost Dad, and she's worried she's going to lose me too.
It's a reasonable concern. We're not exactly selling Girl Scout cookies out there, and if anyone knows how dangerous it is, it's her.
Yet it didn't stop her and Dad from going out that night, even though they knew they had a son at home who would become an orphan if something went wrong. I know the risks, just like they did. It didn't stop them from going out there, and it's not going to stop me.
Let's just give her some time.
To do what? Cement her beliefs? No. If the Green Hornet is going out tonight, then so am I. I can either go with you, or on my own.
You know that's blackmail, right?
Just fighting fire with fire.
How long has she been asleep?
About an hour. But it was after she took a painkiller, so she's going to be out for a while.
You realize that, if she catches us, she'll kick both our butts, wheelchair or no wheelchair.
Then our best option is not to get caught. Are you coming?
Get the uniforms, I'll prep the beauties.